At just after 16 hours UTC, this is PCJ Media broadcasting to North America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. If you want more information about PCJ, check us out online at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. This program is also being heard around the world via the website of Radio Miami International. The URL is www.wrmi.net. Click on Listen Live. Stay tuned, because coming up in just under 10 seconds, the International Happy Station Show.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
De la Alegría, the Happy Station Show. Well, hello everyone, hello everywhere. Welcome to another edition of the Happy Station Show, this time being directed to North America and the Caribbean on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. And, of course, around the world via the web stream of WRMI, which is www.wrmi.net. And at this very moment, we are broadcasting live to the listeners. So it's very nice to have you with us at just after 4 minutes past the hour at 16 hours, 16:04 UTC, I should say, and 35 seconds, just this very moment. Anyway, it's really nice to have you with me, Keith Pallon, here all the way in Taipei, Taiwan. And it's very late for us here because right now it's just after midnight. So we're already in Friday and you are in Thursday. And I wonder if there's anybody listening to us on Saturday. or a sundae, or in a time machine. I am just being very, very silly. And I think it's because it's so late. And we had dinner not long ago. That's Kevin Lee, our technician, and Johan Backer, our production assistant. We went out to dinner about 2 hours ago to a wonderful restaurant not far from the studio here called Din Tai Fung, which is the name which... I don't think there's a translation to it there, Kevin, is there? No, there isn't a translation. That's what I thought. But it's a very traditional Taiwanese dumpling, but it's very, you know, the haute cuisine that you have from France, right? This is sort of like Taiwanese haute cuisine. Absolutely wonderful, and we feel absolutely stuffed. And we also had a couple of drinks to go along with it. Yes, not too much. So you're not going to hear me go... I'm not going to do anything like that. In fact, at this moment, I am having a cup of coffee. You see? It's a real, honest-to-good cup of coffee, and there's nothing else in it. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's really nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. We have a number of things that I want to tell you about today, some special programs coming up, and something that I just realized only... Oh, let me see. Just about an hour ago, it was around this time last year that I announced that the show would be coming back after an almost 15-year absence. Almost, we've gone through a whole year, almost a whole year. Absolutely amazing, isn't that? Just time just kind of flew by. Wow. So, you know, it got me thinking, I have to think about something special to do for the anniversary this year. And I still have no ideas yet, but hopefully I will have some interviews, some ideas. I will have some ideas for our anniversary show coming up in March. Yeah, God, wow, so quickly. It's amazing how time flies. All right, let's have a little bit of music to open up today's show. And when we come back, we'll get to everything that we need to get to because there's some information that I need to give out today. So stay tuned for that. Let's kick off, however, with the Baja Marimba Band with a track that I love saying the name, I'll Marimba You, wink, wink, say no more, here on the International Happy Station. I'll Marimba You, the Baja Marimba Band here on the International Happy Station. I want to say actually hello to a listener right now who's listening to us all the way in Serbia. Today on our show at 2 hours UTC, I announced that he won a CD of an artist actually that we had on the show a few weeks ago, where Pete Polonic takes sounds off radio and makes music around it. And today we announced the winner. And it's Ivica all the way in Serbia. And Ivica, I really apologize for mispronouncing your name, which apparently I mangled, so you probably sounded like you were somebody else. But you actually, I have to thank you, by the way, for sending me the MP3 file to actually have the correct pronunciation of your name. Now, I only got the file just before we were about to go on air, so I couldn't play close attention to it. But after we finish doing the show today, I will listen to it. So hopefully next week, I will not mangle your name up. And I apologize for that. Now, speaking of names that I'm going to mangle up, here are some right now. Yes, I want to say hello to a number of people that have recently signed up to the Happy Station Facebook page. They are Pauline McCoy, Yeter Graham, James McCollum, Alan Rao, Achim Brockner, Ralph Ladschleft, and Julius Tanyaha, and of course Brian McDonald. So thank you to all of you for joining up to the Happy Station Facebook page, which is very easy to do. If you're already a member of Facebook, just log on to Facebook, of course. Do a search for PCJ Media and or The Happy Station Show. Click on Join the Group, and that's all you need to do. All right? That's very, 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 very simple. Next, and I'm wondering if we should keep this for a little bit, and I think so. So let's have a little bit more music. And then when we come back, I want to tell you about a special program that we will have coming up at the end of the month. But first, let's take a listen to the incredible Paul Simon with a song called Father and Daughter here on the International Happy Station. the incredible Paul Simon and Father and Daughter here on the International Happy Station. All right, as I mentioned earlier, we have a number of special shows coming up in the future. One of them will take place at the end of the month. My special guest for the last show of this month will be American actor Dick Van Patten. He started off his career on Broadway in the 1930s, then radio in the 1940s, and then in 1949, he became a regular cast member of a TV series called I Remember Mama, which is the first sort of sitcom comedy to ever be on television. Many people may remember him for his role as the father in the series Eight is Enough that was on in the late 70s and early 80s. So for the last show of February, my special guest here on Happy Station is going to be the one and only Dick Van Patten. And as I mentioned before, normally Happy Station, we do different shows for different areas, except when it's a special show like this one, where the same show will go to all regions. All right, now for something exciting. Our website, by the way, is pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. And we currently have a new poll, which is running to the end of the month. And I'd very much like, you know, to have you guys come by and put your vote through. The question is very simple, okay? So if you go to pcjmedia.com, you'll see it on the front page. It says polls, right? And the question is, who is your favorite Happy Station host? The question, once again, who is your favorite Happy Station host? You can choose from the following. Number one, Eddie Starts. Number two, Tom Maher. Number three, Pete Myers. Number four, Jonathan Goubert. And number five, yours truly. So go to pcjmedia.com and take part of the poll. Who is your favorite Happy Station host? Number one, Eddie Starts. Number two, Tom Maher. Number three, Pete Myers. Number four, Jonathan Goubert. Or number five, yours truly. And we will announce the results for our show at the beginning of March. And of course, in March, we will have a different poll as well. Anyway, so there it is. Go and have fun. And by the way, yes, I announced this today, and I'm going to do it again, but we are now one of the twits on Twitter. Yes, we have our own Twitter page. The ID is PCJ Happy Station, PCJ Happy Station, if you want to join in our Twittity Twits. Sounds very silly, doesn't it? Okay. All right, time for more music. When we come back, Bob Zanotti is going to be joining us for a new monthly feature here on The Happy Station, which I will tell you about in just one moment. But first, here is the Dutch Swing College Band with a recording they made with Teddy Wilson with Sweet Georgia Brown. The Dutch Swing College Band with Teddy Wilson and Sweet Georgia Brown here on the International Happy Station. I'd like to say hello now to somebody else who just let me know that they're listening online, and that is Mike Terry in the UK, I believe. I didn't click on your ID because just when I received the message, I was just about to turn the microphone on and couldn't do it. So cheerio to you in the UK. And he's listening, of course, via the web stream of WRMI. In fact, the signal that is being fed over the internet right now via WRMI is the feed that's being sent to the transmitter. But, you know, if it, for whatever reason, if it doesn't sound that great, of course you can go to the PCJ Media website about 30 minutes after this show is broadcast and download the stereo version of this file. Okay. Now, a new feature that we're beginning with this month on the show is from our good friend Bob Zanotti. It is going to be called Letter from Switzerland. Now, many of you may or may not remember, there was a program that was on BBC for many, many, many years called Letter from America, and it was presented by Alistair Cook. Actually, I used to do an Alistair Cook impression, which maybe I should try it. Should I, Kevin? Kevin's giving me the nod that maybe I should do my Alistair Cook impression. So here goes, okay?
Well, of course, well, you see, when visiting New York, always having a cup of tea on your head is the right thing to do. But when going to the toilet, make sure the cup of tea is sitting on your foot, because when you meet the little old ladies eating their crumpet, they will cover you with the hot tea.
Very silly indeed. Anyway, enough about that silly nonsense. That was supposed to be my Alistair Cook impression. I haven't done it for such a long time that it sounds kind of blech now, wouldn't you say? Yes. Anyway, let's now go to our good friend Bob Zanotti with the first installment from Letter from Switzerland.
January 2010 was one of the coldest Januaries on record in Switzerland. It was also a very snowy month, dumping lots of the white stuff even on the lowlands. In fact, this week here at 750 meters, 2,500 feet, we've had light to moderate snowfall almost every day. We were also frequently visited by a notorious northeasterly wind that chills you to the bone and makes it difficult to keep the house warm. I know there are lots of people who have lived in colder climates but decide to move to warmer places, especially after retirement. But for those of us who enjoy the four seasons, the colder months bring with them a special charm. To be sure, it's a challenge to keep up your spirits during long periods of cloudiness, ice and snow, and cold. But we have effective weapons, among them keeping lots of candles lit, as well as a cozy fire going in the evening, or even during the day, as was the case yesterday. And then there are those traditional Swiss culinary specialties like cheese fondue and raclette, which are wintertime favorites. Well, now we're into February, and the thoughts of many, many Swiss turn to the ski slopes. Of course, today we have to include snowboarders who have become very prominent on the slopes, not to the liking of everyone, I must add. And then there are the skaters and sled riders, and even a few curlers around. In any case, February is traditionally the month for winter sports vacations in Switzerland. People have been planning on them for months, and it's just as much a high point of the year as a couple of weeks at the beach. The Swiss have skiing in their blood, and start at a very early age. In fact, they say that a child should learn to ski as early as it begins to walk. Based on the experience with our children and grandchildren, I'd say that advice is correct. Just yesterday, I watched my 4- and 5-year-old granddaughters practicing on a little slope next to the house, up and down with no fear and no falls, and not even using poles. That's a typical scene in Switzerland in the winter. Skiing and winter sports are so much a part of Swiss life that they're even supported and encouraged by schools, In fact, almost all the schools organize annual ski camps at this time of the year, where the children all spend a week in a large ski hut with plenty of daily exercise on the slopes. My daughter is a primary school teacher, and she's organized a number of ski camps for her children over the years. She says the social interaction the kids get, having to live together and work out problems together, as well as helping in the daily hut routine, is as much the aim of these events as physical exercise. Skiing is the Swiss national sport, and whether or not its popularity is directly related to ski camps in early life is an open question. Be that as it may, what makes a ski vacation magic, or even just a day on the slopes for that matter, is not only the physical and psychological thrill of the sport itself. Rather, the crowning glory is the social interaction that accompanies or follows it. For many, après-ski socializing and an evening fondue are just as important as the winter sports themselves. I know Swiss doctors who insist that a summer vacation has to be at least 2 weeks long to be really beneficial. But when it comes to a winter sports holiday, they say that 1 week will do it for you. There's lots of snow in the Swiss mountains right now, and conditions are great. The days are getting longer, and the sun is strong and brilliant. For many Swiss, this is the time of the year to leave daily problems behind and to recharge their batteries to carry them through to the spring and summer. Switzerland may be facing changes and economic problems, but they'll all be forgotten for a precious week or two this month in the mountains.
Thank you very much, Bob Zanotti, for the first edition of Letter from Switzerland. If you want to find out more about Switzerland and miss English Language Radio from Switzerland, you can check out Bob Zanotti's website, switzerlandinsound.com. That's www.switzerlandinsound.com. Now, this is a very special month, by the way, February, here in Asia. And that is because of the Chinese New Year, which is coming up in about 1 week's time. Chinese New Year means usually, it depends, because every year it changes depending on the position of the moon and whether it's a full moon or not. But it's the time of year where the new animal, you know, will represent that year. So, for example, I was born the year of the dog, which is 1970. And this year, 2010, beginning in about 7 or 8 days' time, that's right, 7 or 8 days' time, Kevin? 8 days' time, will be the beginning of the new Chinese New Year, and this year is going to be a tiger. So I thought, let's have a song about a tiger. Here's Buck Owens, and I've got a tiger by the tail on the International Happy Station.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. A leaf in a gale, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm a losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Buck Owens and I've Got a Tiger by the Tail here on the International Ivy Station. All right. I had something and there it is in front of me. Oh, this is the problem, of course, when you do something so late at night sometimes and you just had a big meal before. It's like you just feel like your body was going to wind down, you know. Je voudrais dire bonjour à Monsieur Terence Paquette qui vive à Montréal. Terence écoute l'émission sur le site web de WRMI et dit que la réception n'est pas mal, sauf que ça a l'air comme un peu de qualité téléphone. You know, that could be. That actually could be. Hopefully next week it won't be like that. But we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Anyway, not to worry. Because if it does sound kind of bleh right now, you can actually go to the PCJ Media website, hear all the past editions, and the show that is on air now will be uploaded on the site in about 30 minutes. So you can get it there. I received today the strangest email from any listener. And I've told you, you know, about some strange emails that we've received in the past from listeners who said, I've been listening to you hosting Happy Station for 25 years. And I first heard you, Keith Perron, in 1975 or whatever it is. Which, of course, I call them the listeners that happen to be using special radios that can tune into future and past broadcasts. But we received one today, which makes absolutely no sense at all. I believe the message is from Juan Carlos in Chile. And all he did was he sent the message from the Radio for All site that hosts all the audio files of Happy Station. He just sent an email from there saying, Saludos desde Chile, hello from Chile, and that was it. And then for some reason, I don't know if this is a problem at his end or a problem with the web server, but I got this email 5 times. So, Juan Carlos, which I presume is your name from your email, if you are listening, I don't know if you sent anything else with that, but if you did, please let me know. Okay, you're listening, to the International Happy Station, and the other thing that I wanted to let you know is we've had some people writing in who listen to the podcast, and they say, the only two shows you upload are the ones at 2 and 16 hours UTC on Thursday. Will I upload the other editions of the show? Yes, starting this weekend, I will be uploading 3 editions of the show, and they are the Thursday 200, 1600 UTC edition, and the edition of the show that goes to World FM, KBCT, and South Hearts Radio. And then at the end of March, the beginning of April, I will upload the version for Indonesia and also the version that we do for Kenya. Now, why am I not up just putting everything up there at one time? Well, that is because I'm trying to organize the web space a lot better. Because right now, as I said, you know, we're using radioforall.net to host the programs, the audio, that is. But it's a little, it's very complicated to upload and it's very slow and blah, 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 blah. So we're going to change it so everything will be then hosted at the PCJ Media website. But to do so, we need to make a few changes of which Colin Newell has been greatly helping me out with. So Colin, thank you very much for that. All right, once again, I want to tell you about a poll that is taking place at the Happy Station website. The poll is, who is your favorite Happy Station host? You can choose from either Eddie Startstall, Meher, Pete Myers, Jonathan Gubert, and yours truly. And Tom Meyer is leading right now with 16 votes. I am second with 14, and Eddie Starts is third with 80 with 8. And Jonathan Gruber, who kind of put the show to rest in 1995, is 0, and the same with Pete, which is a shame because Pete, actually, I was a fan of Pete's shows. So maybe just cast a vote for him, you know, even though he's no longer with us. I think Pete Myers does deserve the recognition. All right. Time for another song. And we chose this today because for some reason this was being played on a local radio station, and we thought, well, you know, it's a pretty nice song. It's by Canadian artist Gordon Lightfoot. Here he is with Carefree Highway.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream. I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing what to do. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Turning back the pages to the times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. The thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old flame. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, slip away on you. Searching through the fragments of my dream-shattered sleep, I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Carefree highway, let me slip away on you. Carefree highway, you've seen the better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Carefree highway, let me slip away. Slip away on you. Me slip away on you. Carefree highway, I got to see you, my old friend. Carefree highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blue, from my head down to my shoe. Carefree highway, me slip away on you.
Gordon Lightfoot and Carefree Highway here on the International Happy Station. Now for this message from the UK.
The British DX Club is one of the world's leading DX clubs, with hundreds of members both in the UK and around the globe. BDXE produce a comprehensive monthly magazine called Communication, covering all aspects of the DXing hobby. The BDXE Audio Circle is also available and is a monthly program of DX catches and general chat about radio. For more information, please write to the British DX Club, 10 Hemdene Hill, Caversham, Reading, RG47SB in the United Kingdom, or visit the website at www.bdxc.org.uk. That's www.bdxc.org.uk.
Hi, I'm Peter Anthony Holder, and I would like you to join me for a very eclectic and different kind of radio show. It's called the Stuff File Program. Where else would you get to hear a well-renowned Hollywood acting teacher, a best-selling science fiction writer, a guy who teaches llamas how to be golf caddies, or the man who has Hitler's toilet, all wrapped up with some of the oddest news stories around? It's a rhetorical question. There's only one place. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. There are various ways to catch the show. You can find it at my website at peteranthonyholder.com. Check out my blog at peteranthonyholder.blogspot.com. Find it at cyberstationusa.com, radioforall.net, or simply subscribe to it on iTunes. You've forgotten all those places already, haven't you? Okay, just Google the title. It's called the Stuff File Program, and stuff is spelled S-T-U-P-H. Catch it, enjoy it, and have a chuckle or two. The Stuff File Program with me, Peter Anthony Holder. Radio will never be the same again.
Hi, my name's Colin Newell, and I'm the editor and creator of DXR.ca. Since the mid-90s, DXR.ca has been the go-to website for timely resources for the DXR, SWL, and broadcast listener. If you're looking for unbiased reviews of the most modern receivers and antennas, or are interested in participating in some of the more lively online forums all about radio, then come on by. DXR.ca, a world band radio website.
Thank you very much, Colin Newell. Again, the website for DXR.ca is www.dxr.ca. Now, in there, actually, we heard Peter Anthony Holder. Peter is going to join us on the show again very, very soon to bring us a few odd news stories, which he seems to be an expert on. And by the way, Peter now, besides doing the Stuff File, is also hosting local TV newscast in Quebec on Global Television. I'm not sure what their website is, but I'm sure if you just do a search for Global Television Quebec, you will find it. And I think you can even watch it online or something. I can't remember. But anyway, join us very soon for when Peter does join us on the show. All right, we have an email that came in from a listener who is tuning in now in New Hampshire. His name is, here it is, Christopher. And Christopher asked me the question. He said he's heard this promo, which occasionally runs on WRMI when he tunes in, and he's heard the promo on our website, pcjmedia.com. And he says, it's a funny song, and could I play the full version, and who is it by? Well, the song is called Happiness Is, and it is by Ray Conniff and his singers, and I think was a hit for Ray many years ago. So going out to you right now, here's the funny little song, Happiness Is, on the International Happy Station.
That's what happiness is.
Happiness is, happiness is, happiness is, happiness is.
All right, there's the full song, actually, that's used in the little promo that's running on WRMI that's also available at the PCJ Met website. Ray Conniff and his singers with Happiness Is. There's some other files that are there as well. If you go to Sounds of Happy Station, it's not just Sounds of Happy Station, but there's also a recording of me there from, almost, I think, 20 years ago. For a show that I did for about a few years called Waking Up with Keith Parent that was on Saturday mornings. And there's a short clip there. Unfortunately, that's the only clip that has survived. And luckily, we found... I found somebody who had a logger recording of it, and he sent it along. So thanks for that, Beta. All right, we still have time for one more piece of music before we end off. Somebody wrote in a while ago wanting to hear some UB40, and they said, do we have anything? And yes, we do, and I thought we'd take a listen to UB40 right now with Red Red Wine, a song that was originally composed and a hit for by Neil Diamond. UB40 and Red Red Wine here on the International Happy Station. Unfortunately, we can't listen to the full track because we are running out of time very, very soon. All right, once again, if you want to get in touch with us, our email is pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com. And you can also contact me through the PCJ Media website. If you could just go to www.pcjmedia.com. On the side, you'll see main menu. You'll have home, support team, partner station, sounds, web links, other PCJ media programs. I'll tell you about that next week. Photo gallery, email Keith or email Colin. If you want to email me, just click on that and you can send me a message directly from there. All right, that's it. That's all we have time for. It's now coming up to 16:52 UTC, so I'm going to leave you. But if you want to hear this show again or all past editions of the show, just go to our website. And this show that is you're listening to right now, in case you missed it or you want to hear it again, will be uploaded there. It takes about 30 minutes or so to convert the file and do all the things that we have to do to get it up there. So do check it out. Anyway, on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Parent all the way in Taipei, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, Adios, amigos, and sayonara. You have been listening to PCJ Media, broadcasting to North America on 9,955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band. For more information about PCJ, check out our website at www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Thank you for listening.